I was watching Maury the other day because it was just on, and this woman.
See, even Carlos knows that's bullshit. Like, that's why you hear him scoffing. Her, blah, blah, blah. She was watching Maury because there was not a man available to change the channel
by
for
this
her.
Guy. So this guy, he's not even free. He's sitting in a cage, and he's perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend and getting him to take care of them. Like, that is some epic
mating strategy.
And she wins too, because she gets, you know, she wins because she gets a stable dude to take care of some, like, alpha dude's kids.
Well, a stable
right?
dude, and also
case,
the American taxpayers.
And the guy loses.
And the taxpayers
lose. Big time.
And then
that's
she
when
raises.
It comes to chicks, I just screw them and leave them. I say, get out of my bedroom, poon tank, before you suck my life dry.
Trigger warning.
Two.
This is all white men have
future
ever
school shooters.
Contributed to society or innovated or created. Everything. There.
You must all kneel before the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful, because...
They raise school
what?
Shooters.
They can do it all, but if they can do it all, why the hell are their hands in my pockets, where we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children, where we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people, and gosh, society is getting worse.
School shooters!
Trigger warning.
Number 11, they acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man. When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
Yes, they do.
Trigger warning. Bats.
I have one simple question for the feminists out there.
It's
why
a simple
is it
question. We got to keep it simple for the feminists.
I'm sure there's one or two of you out there. Why is it nearly 100% of the feminist careers require my tax dollars to subsidize?
Why is that, girls? If you're so strong and independent, why do you need tax dollars for your fucking pointless jobs and your school shooter children? Why is that?
Trigger warning.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Woman doesn't have a lot of testosterone.
Oh,
women.
Yeah.
Women
don't have testosterone. That's why they don't do anything.
Trigger warning.
Single moms are tough and independent.
And that's
no,
why they
not.
Need tax money.
No, they're not even close.
It's a testament just in general to how you cannot rely on what girls say. It's sad. It's sad. And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynist. No, this is what it has been. This is the empirical data. And I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls. They're unreliable.
Girls, you're unreliable.
Trigger.
I know you don't think so.
Now, please get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
What? Click on the bitch.
You, bitch.
Greetings, friends and enemies. Welcome to the Yes, All Women Are Like That podcast. I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 13 years, longer than the Third Reich even existed. So take that and shove it up your ass if you're one of these Hitler worshippers, because Hitler was not the Messiah, because the Messiah does not open a second front in a war by invading Russia. Okay, that is not something that the Messiah would do. Greetings, it is the 22nd of September in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Kuckenfuhrer. All right, notes. It's my intro. That was my shitty transition. Doesn't matter. It's a good day today. Sat outside for a while. Did show prep instead of just standing here and pulling shit out of a pile and making things up as I go along. Did show prep outside in the sun. It was nice, peaceful, quiet, warm. Now the college kids are out there playing their shitty music. Oh man, our selection in music is really bad today. Really, really bad. All right, let's get into this. Where are we at, bitches? I need to follow up a little bit on the previous edition of Stating the Obvious, where I read to you, where the fuck is it? I have that still, right? There it is. Yes. I read this stuff to you from the Book of Faces, from the feminist book. Mm. where the woman was talking about how dangerous it is for her to go outside and walk around in public on the trails because there's men out there and those men are creepy and it's dangerous. Let's quickly recap. This is what she wrote. Weighing in on Molly Tibbetts. Every evening after dinner, I do my mandatory pregnancy walk slash exercise. It's a 20 to 30 minute daylit loop through my neighborhood. I shake it up a little, but there are only so many paths where I can't get further than 10 minutes from home or a place to pee. At least four times I have to cut short or alternate my path because a man slash men were on the path I wanted to take, but I felt, didn't have any evidence, I just felt it would be unsafe to be the only other person on that particular stretch with them. This is what all women exercising are doing, day or night, no matter the neighborhood. See, even in the rich, exclusively white, gated communities of Silicon Valley and Beverly Hills, women who are outside walking around have to alter their path of travel because there are these creepy men who are daring to be out in public areas. She then later informs us, quote, I almost killed a man and had a heart attack a couple of years ago because he passed me on the right. He was running in the grass on silent mode and did not announce himself. So I did not see him until he was 10 inches from my body. So you see, if you pass within 10 inches of a woman's body without announcing yourself, she can kill you. This is a killable offense. You are supposed to announce yourself because as a woman, when she's out in a public area, walking around, there is, of course, no obligation on her part to pay attention to her surroundings. After I recorded the previous episode, I started thinking about this and I said, well, this actually explains a lot, right? Because we, you and me, the mouse in our pocket, we, the royal we have seen women drive. Chat, hold on, rephrase that. We have seen women attempting to drive. And we often wonder, why can't women drive? Not to mention, why can't women park? Remember when I posted that picture? Oh, that reminds me of something. Where the fuck is, I'll find it if I need it. I got backup material, I just thought of this. Remember when I posted that picture of the car of a woman trying to park and how it was not between the lines correctly? Right, this suddenly explains a lot. Women don't pay attention to their surroundings. Women don't have situational awareness. You're walking down the trail in a public place. It's kind of up to you to, well, if you're a man, because then you have autonomy and agency and responsibility and intelligence and an IQ that's, you know, at the very least in double digits, possibly even in triple digits. An IQ greater than the fucking waist size. Let's put it that way. Your IQ is greater than your waist size in inches. When men are out and about, we pay attention to our surroundings. When I'm out trail running, I got my little fucking earphone stuck in. I'm listening to a podcast. I might be listening to the Clary podcast, or I might be listening to the Pushing Rubber Downhill podcast. Could be listening to Christopher Cantwell or Jared Howe. Might even be listening to Grandpa Lampshade. Or I could be binging on The Dick Show. Not binging on Dick. I don't binge on Dick. But I do binge on The Dick Show. Could be doing any of those things. And tomorrow, Sunday, it's trail running morning. Oh, I'm looking forward to it so much. I am so fucking, I'm ready. I am ready for a good run. The weather's supposed to be great. When I'm out there running, I got the volume turned down enough that even though I can hear the podcast, I can still hear what's going on around me. I can hear bicycles coming up behind me. And I look around me. I'm going up and I check behind me every now and then. Is there anybody behind me coming up the trail? I'm going up the side of the mountain. I can see way back there. It's like, yeah, take a quick look back there, see if anything's going on. I have situational awareness because I have a ball sack. Women, no, see, it was the man's responsibility to let her know that he was approaching because she was paying no attention to her surroundings, which explains women trying to drive. Now, when I drive an automobile, okay, if you're a girl and you're listening to this, this may shock you. Okay, this may shock you. In your car, you have those three mirrors? There's one on each side of the car, on the door outside, and then there's the one in the middle on the windshield. Okay, those mirrors are not for you to apply makeup with. The purpose of those mirrors is for you to look in them. You're supposed to angle them so that you can see not yourself, because I'm sure that as a woman, when you're driving the car, you have all three mirrors angled so that when you look at any of them, you just see yourself. Because of course you have a vagina, you are the center of the cosmos and everyone is supposed to revolve around you. So I'm sure you're looking at yourself. What you're supposed to do with those mirrors is angle them so that you can see the road behind you. And then you could see if there are cars back there. This explains so much. That women don't think, oh, I don't have to be aware of my surroundings. Why do I have to pay attention to what's going on around me? It's the obligation of other people approaching me to let me know they are there. The other thing that I thought about after reading this and discussing it, and you'll notice, start looking for this. You will see this everywhere. And it manifests itself in two different ways. Do I have it? Is it on this other one? Yes, it is. All right, we're going to see it in the other story. Here's how the first way this manifests. So Molly Tibbetts, right? The little 19-year-old white girl from North America who is never supposed to experience discomfort because that's a violation of the Prime Directive, was murdered by a brown illegal immigrant from a third world country, but we can't talk about that part. Okay, so Molly Tibbetts gets killed. Right? She's over here. Molly Tibbetts is over here. She's killed by a third world brown guy who's here illegally, which is what all the open borders people wanted. Do women alter their perspective on illegal third world immigrants? Do women, because remember, women are supposed to be so empathetic, right? So caring. Do women have empathy and concern for Molly's family or anything like that? No, no, no. So what is this woman doing? She shows up and she says, yeah, you know, weighing in on Molly Tibbetts. Molly got killed when she was out running, and I go out walking all the time, and I feel like I'm in danger of getting killed too. Two, I feel like I'm in danger of what happened to Molly Tibbetts happening to me. Me too. See, no, this isn't about Molly. This is about me too. You notice how any time a woman does anything, every other woman shows up and goes, me too. What's that? Molly Tibbetts is dead. I will now use that as an opportunity to attention whore. Oh, look, everybody. Look, Molly Tibbetts got killed when she was running. I might get killed when I'm running, too. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. I might get killed when I'm outside in a public area in broad daylight also. Look at me. Look at me. Me, too. Me, too. Me, too. Me, too. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Me, too. Me, too. Me, too. No, look at me. No, no, over here. Look at me. Me, me, me. Me, 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 too. Me, too. Me, too. I might get killed, too. Me, too. Me, too. You women are fucking disgusting. You are the most selfish fucking cunts. Can you let the little fucking girl just die? And is there any fucking thing that you cannot transform into attention whoring for your fucking self? The girl is dead, and all you can think about is fucking me too. You women are fucking disgusting attention whores. I got that word from my mother, disgusting. That's her favorite word. You women, you can't just sit back and comment on anything another woman does or has happened to her or whatever. As I was running this through my brain and thinking about this, so I'm trying to think of counterexamples, men, right? So men, Elon Musk. Just put aside what you think of Elon Musk for a second. I'm getting to this. Elon Musk shoots a fucking automobile into orbit of the planet Earth. Right? Men go out and men go, you know, men either say, oh man, that's really awesome, that's cool, or men sit there and go, well, there's a waste of money and that's taxpayer subsidized, yada, yada, yada. But what you don't see is a bunch of men going around going, I could shoot a car into orbit too. Hey, I could do that too. I might put a car in orbit. Hey, everybody, I might put a car in orbit of the Earth. I might put a, hey, look over here, look, guys, me too. I might put a car in orbit also. Men can see another man. Men can see something happen to another man. And just, you know, they could say that's good, that's bad, whatever. But my God, other men can do things and we don't have to turn every fucking thing that a man does or that happens to a man into an opportunity for us to attention whore. But you women, you're just like, oh my God, Molly Tibbetts got killed. I might get killed too. Hey, I might get killed too. Look at me! I'm over here! I might get killed too! Please like my post on Facebook! The other big part of this little Facebook thread was trying to figure out when you, as a man, because it is your responsibility to control women's feelings and help them feel safe because they can't feel safe on their own. Part of the debate here was, okay, so you're a man and you're walking down the trail or the sidewalk or whatever and you see a woman. What are you supposed to do to make sure that she feels safe? Do you acknowledge her? Do you not acknowledge her? What do you do? They come to me and they say, great one. What should we do so that women can feel safe when we approach them? So let me explain the great one's methodology for making women feel safe when you approach them on the sidewalk. And you even see this in the pickup artist community, right? Where the PUA say, well, when you approach the woman, you have to approach her from a 45 degree angle. Because if you come up from behind her, well, that's gonna scare her. And if you come at her from directly face on, well, that's confrontational. So you have to approach her from a 45 degree angle so you don't scare her. I'm like, you know what? If you're that focused on fucking not scaring this poor little strong independent fish bicycle woman, I don't think you're going to be much of a fucking pickup artist. because you're already acknowledging that the woman can't control her own emotions, and you're walking up to her with the intention, oh, I don't want to scare her. I mean, that's how do you get more beta than that? Oh, you're a pickup artist, but you're beta enough that you're going to make sure you approach from a 45 degree angle so her emotions don't get stirred up. God knows I'm no pickup artist, but you know which angle I approach the bitch from? Whatever fucking angle I'm at. I have time for this fucking 45 degree angle shit so I don't fucking scare some goddamn bimbo. Dude, if she's scared because you walk up to her, she's probably not a woman you want to put your dick inside of anyhow. That's part of the motherfucking... what's the word I'm looking for? Shit. Qualification process. Or disqualification process. I mean, if she's that goddamn fragile, why would you want to put your dick inside of her? If she's that fucking fragile, she's probably a Me Too-er. Anyhow, here's how the great one deals with approaching a woman in a public place, and I don't know her, and I need to make her feel safe. Step number one, I do not give a shit about her feeling safe. Step number two, if she is cute, I make eye contact and say hello. Step number three, if she is not cute, I ignore her. I ignore her to the point that if she fell over and started having a heart attack, I would keep right on walking because she's ugly and I don't care. Now, you may say, great one, that's racist, sexist, homophobic, and everything. I don't care. You may say, great one, you can't just judge a woman because she's ugly. Of course I can, because women are judging men in public places where, at least for the moment, men still have a legal right to go out into public places. Yeah, for now, that could change in the near future. But for now, we still have the legal right to go outside in public areas. And why is my voice going out? When you're a man, you're out in a public area, a woman is going to look at you and she is going to judge you as being creepy and dangerous and a potential murderer. And she is going to make that judgment of you based on what you look like. So don't fucking tell me I can't judge women based on what they look like, because I damn sure fucking can. Speaking of, all right, now let's jump to this, because this sort of segues. Now I'm not gonna read this entire thing. In the Collegian, this chick, Letta McWilliams, yes, she's overweight, wrote a op-ed piece on Serena Williams. The title of it is Serena Williams' Actions in the U.S. Open Were Justified. The first thing to notice here is, do you notice how with women, everything always has to be justified? Women are the most irrational animals on the planet Earth. And yet, every time a woman does something fucking stupid, every other woman, in addition to coming out and screaming Me Too, also shows up to justify that woman's actions. And this op-ed basically has gone about how, oh, John McEnroe, you know, said that if Serena played with men, she'd be 700th in the world. And apparently Serena Williams has been tested for dope more times than any other top American woman's tennis player. And, you know, people made fun of her because she's wearing a cat suit, which she had to wear the cat suit to help with her blood clots. And it's just on, and it's just all of this stuff, which is all geared toward, well, how do we justify Serena Williams doing? And I don't even know if she threw her tennis racket on the ground and broke it or some shit. I don't know. I don't care. It's okay, first of all, it's a woman. Secondly, it's a fat old woman. Third, it's a fat old black woman. Fourth, it's a fat old black woman who plays tennis. The amount of caring I have about what actually happened in this scenario is zero. I don't know what the fuck she did. I don't care. I have no intention of ever figuring it out. What I do know is that women, such as Letta McWilliams, are going to all of this pain to justify what Serena Williams did. You know why Serena Williams has to be justified in what she did? Because women, in addition to never saying they're sorry, can never fucking admit they may have just made a mistake. Why? If Serena Williams was a man, she looks like a man from the pictures, and maybe she could be a tranny. You a man, throw the tennis racket on the ground, you break the tennis racket in half or something, be like, dude, we're going to have to fine you for that. That was unsportsmanlike conduct or whatever. A man could just go, okay, yeah, you know, yeah, I fucked up. That was a little over the top. I fucked up. And then they just move on. We do that, right? How many times in your life have you fucked up? Did you sit around? Did you agonize for days, for weeks, for months? Did you agonize over how to justify your fuck up? Or did you just look around and you look around and yeah, there's some guys over there and there's some over there and there's you over here. And you looked at your and you just said, yeah, hey guys, and I kind of fucked that up. And they said, yeah, all right. And then everything went on. It just went on. Women cannot just say, hey, I fucked up. I made a mistake. Maybe I shouldn't have done. And just get on with your fucking life. They can't do it. Now, let me read unto you the final two paragraphs of this op-ed column, and we're going to come back to the herd animals, the Me Too. Every time a woman does anything. So first, we heard Molly Tibbetts gets killed by a illegal immigrant with brown skin from the third world. We gotta keep reinforcing that because it's important, because we're not going to talk about that, right? And every other woman's got to jump out there and be, me too, me too, me too. Now, here we're going to see the reverse of that. And you watch, I'm telling you, look for this. You will see it all over the place. Here we go. It's no secret that women's sports are marginalized. Oh, you poor oppressed women. You're so, I don't, who wants to fucking watch women's tennis? Who wants to watch tennis? The only reason anyone watches tennis is because of the cute girls. It's no secret that women's sports are marginalized, except for women's volleyball, which should be the national sport of the United States. Anyhow, it's no secret that women's sports are marginalized. No, it's not a secret, because like being vegans, you women can't shut up about it. Oh my God, I'm marginalized. I'm so marginalized. Oh my God, I have been intersectionally marginalized. And I went outside the other day and I was walking and I saw a man and I didn't know who this man was. And oh my God, like he was so creepy. And I thought, oh my God, he's totally gonna go Molly Tibbetts on me and he was gonna kill me and everything, even though, you know, he was white and he was wearing a suit and Molly Tibbetts was killed by a brown man who was here illegally from a third world country. But of course, we all know if you say that, that's just intersectional racism and you probably hate women, and that would make it even more likely that you would go Molly Tibbetts and kill me if I'm out walking on the sidewalk in a public place in broad daylight because you're a man and all men are creepy and I don't know you and intersectional marginalization and I have a degree in international communications. Great one. Are you going to read the... Yes, I'm going to read it. Give me a second here. This is my podcast, and I can have fun if I want to. Okay, maybe I went a little over the top there. See how I just said, I didn't sit here and try to fucking justify it. Actually, I did. I said it's my podcast that I could do what I want. That was me justifying it. So see, I said I didn't justify it, but I really did justify it. So I just admitted to you that I was lying when I said I didn't justify it, because I did justify it, and I'm not trying to justify me lying. I'm telling you, I was full of shit, and now we're moving the fuck on. You see how that works, girls? Do you see how that fucking... No, you don't see how it works, because you're not paying attention to anything around you, because you had no situational fucking awareness, which is why you can't drive a fucking car. God damn, I'm in a good mood now. Okay. It's no secret that women's sports are marginalized. That's why I put all those videos of those female athletes over there in Linkage. See, I'm trying to bring more recognition to female sports, especially those little Russian pole vault girls. Oh my God, Russian. Those Czech pole vault girls. Ooh, oh, there's a... Anyway, focus. Focus. All right, I think this is take six. It's no secret that women's sports are marginalized, especially women's collegiate sports. Which is funny, since colleges are the nexus of political correctness and feminism. I mean, considering how much effort college campuses put into feminism and fish bicycle, why are women's college sports marginalized? Well, let's not ask those questions. No. Let's focus on how all men are creepy rapists. It's no secret that women's sports are marginalized, especially women's collegiate sports. Williams' argument wasn't only for her sake, but for every woman who has felt that she has been treated poorly during her athletic career. Let me just stop before I read the last paragraph. This is it. You will ever know. Well, I didn't accuse Harvey Weinstein of raping me for me. I did it for all the other women. Right? You hear every time a woman does something like this, this is what she says. Well, I didn't sue this person for me. I did it for all the other women. I'm not speaking out. That's the shit they say. They say shit like that. I'm speaking out. I'm not speaking out for me. I'm speaking out for the other women that are being, insert whatever fucking cause here. You know, I'm not raising money for breast cancer awareness for me. I'm doing it for all the other women out there with breast cancer. You know, I'm not raising awareness of women going to college for STEM for me. I'm doing it for all those women who are afraid to major in engineering. And I'm serious. Start listening for this. You will hear it over and over again every time some fucking stupid bent of stupidity opens her fucking mouth. You will hear about how she's doing this not for herself. Oh no, they never do anything for themselves. No. They're always doing it for the other women who are suffering. Because apparently those other women can't do anything about their suffering. Oh, that's right, because they're objects, not agents. Women can't do jack shit for themselves. They need men to do it for them. To be upset on behalf of Osaka is justified. I don't know who or what Osaka... Wait. Some people are upset on behalf of Williams' opponent, Naomi Osaka, which is fair. Osaka's win was overshadowed in the media by Williams' argument with the umpire. Oh, isn't that interesting? So this other woman won the tennis match, but see, again, that's not the focus of the media coverage. We don't give a shit about the girl who won the tennis match because she was the better competitor, the better tennis player. No. See, fuck her, because she actually accomplished something and earned something. She won the fucking tennis match. What we're going to focus on is the ugly, fat, intersectional, fucking black, ape-looking girl who threw a goddamn fit. Once again, this is the media, this is women. Let's focus on the loser. Let's focus on the lowest... Words. No, let's not focus on the smart kid, let's focus on the retarded one. Once again, this is how we got where we are as a society, right? This is how Western civilization in the United States right now got where it is. We don't focus on the smart people, we gotta focus on the stupid people, we gotta dumb everything down for them. Speaking of dumb people, you know if you can hear the college kids, right now the college frat boys out there are going, Dude, bro! They're playing their drinking game. Anyway, to be upset on behalf of Osaka is justified. I wonder if this Osaka chick is cute. Hold on, we're going to find out. While I'm looking this up, I will tell you that Adam Piggott also wrote a bit about this incident a while back over on his website. If I remember, I'll put a link to that in the show notes. If not, you can go over to pushingrubberdownhill.com and find it. It's entitled, You May Not Criticize a Black Woman. Naomi Osaka. No, not cute. Not cute at all. She's Japanese. You got beat at tennis by a Japanese chick. Yeah, I'd be embarrassed by that too. All right. To be upset on behalf of Osaka is justified. Once again, see, everything has to be justified. Why do women need to justify everything? Why? But to say Williams' actions during the U.S. Open were overreacting just shows blatant ignorance towards the racism and sexism she's been facing her entire career. See, it's okay, man. Serena Williams doing whatever she did is completely justified. And if you don't think it is, you are showing blatant ignorance towards the racism and sexism she suffered. I mean, unless she snore. I vaguely remember Serena. Here's the other thing. This is the best thing that happened to Serena Williams because nobody's heard of Serena Williams in years. I have this vague recollection. Wasn't Serena Williams, didn't she also have a sister and the two of them were good at tennis when they were young and they were a thing, right? Okay, so first of all, this is the best thing to happen to Serena Williams because now she's getting all this fucking attention. And now I know this is going to come a shock. Hold it. Sit down. If you're standing up, sit down. If you're driving a car, I need you to pull over. Okay. Now, if you're a woman and you're driving a car, before you pull over, I need you to make sure when you pull over, you're not going to hit another car because I know you're not paying attention to your surroundings. Because it's the responsibility of other automobiles approaching you to let you know that they are there. You have no obligation to look in your mirrors to see if there's an automobile behind you before you change lanes. That would be intersectional oppression. Pull over your car. If you're driving, if you're standing up, sit down, brace yourself. Because I'm going to drop a bomb on you. Are you ready? This is going to be a revelation. This is going to change your perspective. Women are attention whores. And the only thing a woman doesn't want to do in order to get attention is die. And the only reason for that is because if she's dead, she can't enjoy the attention. This is gonna hurt. I'm about to say something, and there are people who are going to call me a misogynist for what I'm about to say. A woman would sooner be raped than be ignored. Because if she gets raped, she will get attention. If she is being ignored, she will not get attention. And you can hate me all you want. That's a fucking fact. Every woman out there, if you gave her a choice between no one paying attention to her for the rest of her fucking life or getting raped, and I don't mean fake raped, I mean real raped, like a man shoving her into a wall and beating her until she's dazed and can't defend herself, then ripping her clothes off and putting his dick inside of her and leaving her bruised and bloodied and violated. Almost every woman alive would choose being raped over being ignored. It's a fucking fact, and you can hate me all you want. The fact that Serena Williams is getting all this goddamn attention when she had been fucking relegated to a fucking nothing and nobody that no one gave a shit about on the planet Earth, she is loving every goddamn minute of this. This is the happiest moment of her life. She'll make a fortune, but she should already have a fortune. Because when she was young, making a bunch of money playing tennis, unless she snorted it all up her nose or something, which a whole lot of fucking athletes do, male or female, black, white, brown, yellow, doesn't fucking matter. Made a bunch of money playing professional football. Now it's 5 years later, I can't play anymore and I'm poor. Where'd all your money go? Well, I snorted it up my nose. Well, you're a fucking dumbass. Welcome to poverty. Ah, shit, you're probably on welfare. My tax money. This is the best fucking thing to happen to her. Speaking of women whose lives are disasters and really shouldn't fucking be getting any attention, I ran into this girl that I know. I haven't seen her in a while. Here's the short version of all this. She's smoking hot. Gorgeous woman. I've known her for a while. I really wanted to fuck her. I tried to fuck her. She had a boyfriend. I don't care. Dumb. Just as dumb as a box of rocks. You know, and there's girls that I can talk to and interact with and flirt and do sexual innuendos and stuff like that. And this girl, everything just goes right over her head. I mean, right over her head. The most blatantly obvious sexual innuendos that any other woman I throw them at, she'll get it and either like look at me and want to slap me or else laugh or whatever, right? God damn, this girl's dumb. She's been out of college for at least 5 years. And I ran into her because I hadn't seen her in a while because she moved away. She used to actually live near me and she used to work at a coffee shop. She's a barista. Worked at the coffee shop I went to every now and then. So 5 years ago, at least, maybe six, she gets out of college. She was working as a barista at this place when she was in college. She's still working as a barista in this place, so forth, so on, on and on. I see her. She tells me she's got a new job. I'm like, oh, so what are you doing now? She works at a high school as a counselor, helping high school kids figure out what to major in college. Okay, cuck parents who keep sending your children to public school. This girl, who is dumb as a box of rocks, whose only job experience is a barista 5 years after she got out of college. Now, everybody, let's take a wild guess. What does her college diploma in? What did she major in? Remember, her fucking work experience in life is barista. She's helping your children. She's guiding your children to decide what they are going to major in when they go to cut college. Okay, what do you think she majored in? Because obviously, you know, since her only real life experience is working as a barista, her diploma must be something really useful and relevant to helping 18-year-old kids determine their future, right? 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 I mean, nothing else would make sense, would it? Oh my god. She majored in Spanish. She majored in speaking the language Spanish. 6, 7 years, maybe 8 years of experience as a barista. And she's helping your kids figure out what to major in at Cuck College. Speaking of why women shouldn't be in the workplace, as if we, yes, we need more reasons that women shouldn't be in the work. It's okay, just all you cucks, just keep pretending that women should have jobs. If you just keep pretending that women should have jobs, all of women's deficiencies in the workplace will magically vanish. Speaking of how women care so much about other people, right? Because we talked a while back about all these women coming up and saying about how women work together better than men, and women are more empathetic in the workplace, and women are better at teamwork in the workplace and all this stuff. And we talked about, I found the, what do you call them? I don't want to say studies. They're not studies. I found the, God damn it, there's a word for it. It's not a study. You do like a social experiments. We found the research, the write-ups of the social experiments where they showed that no, women are actually worse at teamwork in the workplace than men, and women in the workplace hate each other, all the things we already knew, okay? So remember, women in the workplace, it's so much better because women are so considerate and empathetic of other women and everybody in the workplace, and they get along and all this other shore shit that we know is not true. You and I, we know this isn't true unless you're a cuck. If you're a cuck, I don't know why you're listening to this. Another woman I know, professionally, I do not want to have sex with her. No, 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 no. No, not even with your dick. Not even with my worst, maybe my worst enemy's dick I would put inside of her. But I'd have to hate you a hell of a lot. This chick works at a place doing a thing. She got pregnant, probably accidentally, right? Maybe she got abducted by aliens and she was impregnated with a squid tentacle or something. I don't know. I wasn't there. Thank God. I was not there when it happened. Whether it was a squid tentacle or a penis, I don't want to see it. Either way. She got pregnant. She gets that. She spits out the kid. She goes on her maternity leave. When her maternity leave expires, she quits her job. Now, you might say, great one, what's the big deal? I mean, she worked for a big company, not a giant international corporation like Halliburton or IBM or something, but she worked for a big company. You might say, well, great one, what's the big deal? Dude, she fucked over the company. I mean, isn't that... Yeah, okay. I mean, that's a perspective. And, you know, she fucked over the company. I can give you something on that, okay? I can give you something on fucking over the company, because it's not like the company never fucked you over, right? Once again, all of us listening to this podcast, we've had jobs. Yeah, other than being baristas. So we know about getting fucked over by the company, and sometimes you stick it right back at the company. Okay, I'm giving you that. I give you that. But you know who else she fucked over? And this goes back to how women, empathy and compassion and getting along with your coworkers and all these other lies that are told about women who are the most selfish animals on the planet Earth. You know who else she fucked over? All of her coworkers. because while she was on maternity leave, her coworkers were doing her job with the expectation that she would come back and take her job duties over again. Had she quit at the beginning of all this, announced this, whatever, the company could have spent time finding someone, hiring them, bringing them in, training them. She could have said, I'm going to quit when I have my baby. She could have trained her replacement, which would have made things, again, I understand fucking over the company, but would have made things a hell of a lot easier on her coworkers. The people that, when she goes to work, I'm sure she stood around talking to all these people and pretending to like them and care about them and talking about teamwork and all this other happy horse shit that you women say in the workplace. But when it came down to it, she said, hey, fuck those people that I work with. I'm going to take my maternity leave, they're going to do my job, then I'm going to quit, and they're going to have to keep doing my job even longer while the company fucking finds someone and hires them and trains them to replace me. And this woman had a job, and there's a lot of women out there who have jobs that when the woman goes on maternity leave, you don't even notice they're gone because they don't actually do anything. Mostly HR broads would fit into that for sure. This woman had a job where she did actually have to do stuff, which means other people had to do that stuff for her while she was gone. And now they're still doing that stuff for her now that she's not coming back. And so don't fucking give me this shit, you goddamn fucking stupid broads, about how you in the workplace, you're so much better than men because you're into teamwork and cooperation and empathy and, oh, you care about your coworkers. You don't. Because if you cared about your coworkers, you wouldn't do shit like that. That is not caring about your coworkers, okay? That is caring about yourself. Yourself exclusively. And there's something to be said for that, but just stop the lying. Stop trying to just, I'd love to hear her justification for this, because I'm sure she's got one. She's not just going to say, well, I'm a bitch and I fucked my coworkers over. I guarantee you she's got some justification for why she did this. And it probably involves intersectionality and how all men in public places are creepy killers and how we need open borders and Donald Trump is literally Hitler. I'm sure that all of those things factor into her fucking justification of why she is a stupid fucking bitch. I'm sorry, bitch of stupidity.
Hey, women, you shut your mouth and make babies.
Tear it up. Remember, a feminist is a woman who has not been spanked enough.
What
that ass.
Is beautiful in a woman? What is attractive in a woman is defined by men.
Really?
It is straight men
that
determine what is attractive in women.
Penis happened to me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch. Newsflash, guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit gig.
We don't.
That's how men are. Because we're a bit more goal-oriented. Women are all about protecting the
planet. Right, we put automobiles in orbit of the planet Earth.
They're not about
reality.
That's what we do. They're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage.
For attention. For attention. That's what it's for. It's for attention. God, there's a man. There's a man in public. He might kill me. Me too. Me too. Me too. All right, girls, it's time to grow up. Fat chance, right?
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.